Hi, my name is Kathy Clord, and I'm at the University of New England, and this is now for something completely different. I have a program going around the room for you, which is an explanation, or it goes with the program that we are talking about here today. And what I want, let me just say, my disclosure slide is at the end, not at the beginning. But my research team, IRB approved, includes Nancy Shore and Peter Herrick and a couple of our graduate students, Elisa Orem and Karen Stromgren, who have been fabulous to work with. And what I would like to do is give you just this premise that we're starting with here, this program called You the Man. It's a one-man, 30-minute performance that goes into schools. Generally, it's captive audience. Mostly people don't say, what are you doing tonight, honey? I'm going to go watch a play about dating violence. Want to come with me? This is a situation where it's more like, would the ninth graders please go down to the auditorium for the assembly? The program starts with the premise that the mass in the middle is what we want to change. It is not the perpetrator that I can necessarily do anything about, and I think the victim is busy surviving. The premise is that we need to bring men and boys into this conversation, and until we do so in a way that does not shame, blame, alienate, or silence them, as we can look at our numbers over the years, we can go nowhere fast. And I think the premise includes that we lack in this culture a set of realistic, authentic voices that model good behavior, good empathy skills. The play was developed with a couple of other beliefs, do no harm, the belief that in every room there are survivors, that likely there are also in every room someone who has been a perpetrator, whether or not they acknowledge that or have self-awareness of that, and the belief that any detection that can happen early and with early intervention means that there is more hope for change and less damage over time. I just wanted to give you that background. The study that we did has long-term impacts, and we've asked these audiences of ninth graders a couple of questions. We wanted to know their understanding of dating abuse and sexual coercion, and we wanted to know their knowledge regarding on how to take action. Maybe back up and tell you a little about the play in just a second. The study, I'll give you the study objectives, and I'll drill down for a moment. So the audience will be able to identify what is dating abuse, what is sexual coercion. There is overlap, as we just heard, and they are different things. We'll know that they can identify their local resources, and we also want to be able to foster a climate in the school in which there is the need, the urgency, the call to action, and people are compelled to do something about it. Before I go into the actual methods, let me tell you a little more about the play itself. Five characters, used to be six, but we trimmed it down. Somebody had to go to keep it a 30-minute piece. The situation is that these five men are dealing with the issue in some way in their lives, and they are trying to figure out what to do about it. They are authentically looking for the challenge of how to manage the issue. So a father, a friend, a ball player whose friend has committed an act of aggression, and someone who's survived childhood abuse and his mom being a survivor, and then a police officer. And the use of humor, the use of direct engagement of the actor in these multiple characters speaking directly to the audience is a part of the engagement process. The lights are usually on, the props are minimal, the actor puts on a cap and turns around, it's very quick. And as I said, these are non-volunteers, generally they're teenagers, and if it sucks, you're dead in 10 seconds, and so the actor has got to be good and strong and engaging and vibrant. We have known for years that the play has had a long-term impact in people's lives because they remember it. It goes into their hearts, it goes into their minds in a way that yammer, 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 PowerPoint doesn't quite stick with you. And we never had anything but anecdotal evidence. until this study, which has been pretty exciting to be able to show efficacy and impact. Briefly, our methods for this study, we worked with cohorts at three different high schools, and we took their ninth graders and gave the ninth graders a pre-survey. Here are some example questions. This is all in the downloadable PowerPoint stuff that you get when you return home. And after the ninth graders did the show, the pre-survey, the show, and then a post-survey, we've gone back and asked them the same survey questions as 10th graders, and we're just about to go ask them again as 11th graders. And as 10th graders, that first cohort, it has been has received a focus group, which is what this is about here, and we'll be doing this fall and into the spring focus groups with the 10th graders and the 11th graders. So three cohorts, each ninth grade class over 3 years. So it's a five-year study, if I can find funding for the rest of the 2 years. So far, we've got three and likely promise of a little more, but until it's in the bank, it's a theory. This is just a structural outline of our plan, year one, year two, year three. Year four and five would just bring down the additional pre and post. I imagine we will be giving the schools for their efforts and time a ninth grade intervention again so that they get something out of it. We won't stop offering that. But it's unclear at the moment as to how much surveying will do of that new group and what they'll tolerate. It's thousands of surveys, and it's been really an amazing, I think we knew it intellectually, and then when you look at a spreadsheet, wow, I'm so glad that we have smart statistician people. I just put in a couple of photos here. I gave a similar presentation at the International Conference on Violence, Abuse, and Trauma a few weeks ago, and so I kind of ripped the same PowerPoint from there, but there's a picture of our actor, as you can see, just a table and a ball, a pair of sunglasses. Very simple. It's intense. Places where people laugh because you have to have an audience breathe, but there are places where it's pin drop. This particular photo was occurring at a high school in northern Maine where there was a triple homicide followed by a suicide. Very small town. There was a measurable portion of the population that came out that night to see the show. The students had seen it during the day, but community members came at night. They just needed to talk about it, and they needed to grieve, and they needed to have a way to engage with their local police force and the local advocates. And it was probably one of the more moving performances we had last year. Including, you know, the point is not the play. The point is the play is an excuse to bring that community together. So there's a package that comes with this show. Including a curriculum that matches to national learning standards. That's important because whether or not they use the curriculum is one thing, but the fact that it's there and it's matched to national standards is one more way that we can prime the pump and get in the door. After the show, the post-show, we help you decide how you're going to do a post-show experience, but we don't prescribe exactly how it works, because you know best what's going to work with your community. So we work with you. But there's always a conversation of some kind in some way. And here are a few examples of things that people have said. What do you do when it's the woman that's abusive? How do I know what friend of mine is in it and they won't leave? What do I do? It's really quite moving. And this kind of stuff just lets you know that there's this void in this culture for having this kind of a conversation. In our survey, in our test, we had quite a huge number for our pre-test. This is inclusive, I think, of our first 2 years. It should, we'll have another cohort added to this quite soon. And the number of people who have reported being victimized is quite high, students being male and being female. And one of the activisms of this program is to acknowledge that it is not just women that experience this, but it is men as well. And some of the schools were actually surprised. They were ready for the dating violence conversation. They were not ready for the home disclosure conversation, which was interesting. If I had an actor with you, we'd do a little session here, and you could hear a little more of his voice. But I'm not going to do that to you right now. These is a sample of a panel. We don't always have a police officer in the room on this, but it's nice when we do. Here are some of the findings from the focus group. How do you think you, the man, helped raise awareness of these issues within your school? Answers included things like, when you used to think about it, we'd think about the physical part, not the verbal. The verbal could hurt so much more than the physical. It made me realize it's okay to say something to somebody. A lot of people before they saw it felt that. If it wasn't their place to say anything, once you saw the play, it's okay to step in and say something. Also, people who are abusing realized how bad it can hurt someone. It's not just something small they said. Someone can take that to heart. So this is in our second year. What we have found in the data is that after the show, there's an elevated recognition to how serious the issue is. It was like, yeah, so it's serious. You know, that they recognize, so many more recognize this is not something that needs to be taken lightly. And there was also higher elevation in their willingness to intervene, that they say they would intervene, and also a higher recognition of where to go for help. I can send anyone who's interested the tool that we used in its totality. It took about 15 minutes to take. I don't remember exactly how many questions there were. We supplied them. All the schools are doing this electronically, which is saving us a boatload of time. We supplied them with a fake survey, so if they didn't want to take it, there would be no stigma in still being at the computer screen and answering what's your favorite color and what movie and why and that sort of kind of thing. And that just got dumped and not dealt with. It's IRB approved, but we did not do the next level of tracking individuals. That would have been just too expensive and time-consuming. Your remark about how it contributes to the literature, I think, is important because there is virtually nothing in the world that deals with efficacy over time with plays and with theater interventions. Most of what you find is feel-good data. Yeah, I liked it. Which is great, I guess, but that's not really the point. I'd like to say that one of the activisms of this particular piece is to not leave people in a puddle, to leave people engaged and to leave people able to talk and not traumatized. And I've seen some stuff out there that scares the crap out of me and I think is wrong to do to young people in particular, but to the world as a whole. There's no need to re-traumatize. If you want to get a sense of that, we'll turn on primetime television and watch a movie. I wanted to use that half hour to really look at empathy and cultivating that. Let's see, another question from the focus groups, and I have no idea how much time I have left, Venus. You'll have to tell me. 7 minutes, thank you. Based on what we learned from you, the man, what types of things would you do to support a friend who's getting hurt from someone they're dating or hooking up with? And they had things to say like listen to them, which was a clear message in the play. Notice the boundary when they may not be able to notice it themselves, and when it's imperative to get professional help. I would personally try to be there for them. This kid gets a star. It's ultimately their decision as to what they do. You could end up losing that sense of support if you try to convince them not to be with that person because it's ultimately their decision. They could get frustrated with you if you told them to leave them. So they get the nuance. They get the difficulty and the you know. So honoring that, I think, is one of the beautiful parts of this program is that it doesn't oversimplify what is extraordinarily complex. I wanted to also say that none of the characters in the play are perpetrators. I thought that was also an important thing. I didn't want anybody in the audience to go, oh, my relationship doesn't look like that, so therefore I might not be. So having that be specific but vague and non-embodied, I can give you more details about what I mean by that if you'd like. Helps to keep it broader and more applicable to more people. We also include in the content LGBTQ as well as male violence on male. How do you think seeing you the man change behaviors at your school? I think people notice more now. They pay attention and they watch for the signs that they didn't know existed before the play. I think it gave us more confidence to just stand up for people. They never actually had seen somebody stand up against it or something, but I'm sure that the play gave them the potential to do that if it were to happen. when the thing about a play as opposed to a movie is that it goes into the heart and it stays there. They breathe with the actor. They have that palpable tension. They're engaged in a conversation even though they don't have a script themselves. And they may remember 4 years from now, 4 months from now, right, I saw this. I know what this means. And we've had those stories come back to us year after year. This young woman, Jessie, 4 years later, had seen the show, and 4 years later said, this is my life, I must get out. We had a school in a college, I think it's in northern Maine, semester later after orientation, the girl goes into the counselor who had been a part of organizing the program and said, you know that play we saw last semester? Well, that's my life right now. So there's something interesting about triangulating. We can talk about things through the art as opposed to through you and your behavior and what you're doing, and I think that's an important way of managing how to talk with some of these issues. It's been an interesting journey. Let's see, what else can I tell you? The focus group findings also offered suggestions on how to increase awareness and prevent dating abuse and coercion within their schools, and they had lots of great ideas. Posters, hotline calls, enactments. They had a recognition of the availability of adults. And again, this moves towards them thinking actively and proactively, and that makes us very, very happy. What else can I tell you about this project? Oh, I guess we're going to take questions afterwards. I'm happy to give you more information about what we did. Brian Chamberlain is one of our actors. We generally hire actors of different ethnicities. It's important to do so, and it's important sometimes to not send an African-American actor into an all-white school because the few people of color are like, you just set me up. It's important for Brian not to do much time in Boston and inner cities. They're just not going to listen to him the way that they'll listen to Lloyd. So we're hoping that this evidence-based work will allow us to package the work in such a way that we can put it in other people's hands for use, and it doesn't just come out of my program at the university, which is where it's been for some time now. When this started touring in 2002, it was a different culture, and I feel like the cultures are a little more equipped and ready to deal with this conversation of engaging men. When it came out in 2002, it was a bit radical at that point in time, because why would you do that? We're only focusing on victims. I had some resistance there, maybe you could tell. I guess that's all I'll say, other than it's been a journey, and the work has been organic and has had to change to respond to how advocates and how feel and do their work, and how administrators feel and do their work, and how students receive the work. So nothing is set in stone, and as this continues to live in the world, I look forward to it being changed and adapted to meet need, and hopefully we'll always have funding for longitudinal support. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your time.